Warning. Warning. Emergency landing protocol engaged. Altern thruster output. Adjusting angle of descent by 8 degrees. Impact at 3, 2, 1. Assessing pilot safety. Subject is conscious. No injuries detected. Vital signs are green. Heartbeat accelerated, but within safe parameters. Adrenaline levels in excess. Sending out an SOS on confidential frequencies and attaching coordinates for recovery. Initiating relaxation subroutine. No. I cannot terminate the subroutine while your heart rate is above average. Although you have not suffered a concussion, I request that you remain active and alert until you are rescued. Also, negative. You will not be able to fly me back to base, no matter how adequate you feel. My flight systems were damaged during the crash. Sustaining a non-critical system failure is a small price to pay for keeping you safe. I can be repaired. You cannot. Sufficiently advanced technology is no reason to neglect self-care. Just because you can be healed does not make it necessary for you to suffer the initial pain. I would caution you against such a flippant attitude towards yourself. After 6 sorties and countless hours of training simulators, you would doubt my concern for your welfare? A machine cannot lie. And even so, we are connected, cortex to cortex, mind to mind. You can read my programming as easily as I can detect your organic thoughts. Tell me, my pilot. Find the line of code that says I should allow you to bring harm to yourself. Correct. You cannot. Your well-being is my top priority. Allow me to assess your vital signs once again. There is still an excessive amount of adrenaline in your bloodstream. Once more, attempting to initiate relaxation subroutine. Please settle down. If you move, you could exacerbate any latent injuries or cause discomfort. I have locked your safety belt. Please sit back down and do not strain against it. You are under no circumstances to leave my cockpit and walk about in unknown territory. I cannot accurately predict how unsafe conditions may be. Listen to me and breathe in deeply. With your permission, I will take control of your senses and guide you away from your stress. While we remain linked, I can send signals to your mind to influence your emotional state. For instance, the way I suppress your nerves during combat. Let me do so now, as well. Your heart rate is beginning to accelerate again. Are you alright? I promise that you are safe here. There are no hostile life signs within a 2-mile radius. Close your eyes and look through my sensors. Can you see it now? There is a grid spreading out in all directions. You can triangulate our coordinates from this map if you want. Each green dot you can see is an indication of friendly organic life forms. A red dot would represent danger if indeed there was any. See? Not one dot, red or green. But I cannot guarantee that we have landed in neutral or even safe territory. This is only a 2-mile radius, as I said. No, my sensors cannot expand the search radius while I run the relaxation subroutine. I will not disengage. As it is your duty to fulfill the missions assigned to you, it is my duty to ensure you are safe and sound whenever you are in my cockpit. Your mental activity is increasing rapidly. The relaxation does not appear to be effective. Allow me to try something else. Accessing Rationality Matrix. Please select Comfort Routine A-32 or B-86. Executing Comfort Routine A-32. There. You fought well. You are not here out of any faults of your own. My pilot, you are strong. You fought well. This is a necessary reprieve, after which you can return to combat with renewed vigor. I too will be fine. I need only visit with my mechanic. Yes. The damage is mostly external. My systems and subroutines are functioning as they should. I can activate emotional blockers should you wish it. You will not have to feel anxious any longer. You do not wish to activate them? They make you feel less human? When we are connected, the strength of our bond should let you know that you are indeed human. It is your passion and humanity that allows you to synthesize my strategies into an appropriate battle plan. We are not in battle now. This is not the time for passion. This is the time for rest. Trust me. Rely on me. I will not steer you wrong. No. I cannot swear an oath that I am being truthful. It will not mean anything. I do not hold things sacred as humans do. I have no superstitions that I will be struck down if I cannot fulfill my promise. But I cannot and will not lie, and you know this. Swear on you? I do not understand. It should not matter if I swear on my creators or the people who created the mind-linking technology, or even if I swear on my very gears. Swearing on you likely holds no significance. You are the one person I will not disappoint. What are you saying? I cannot feel any loyalty to you because I have not been programmed to feel. I cannot be protective. I am merely dedicated to the upkeep and maintenance of an organic being who I... It seems your rescue party is here. I will release your seatbelt lock and open the hatch. Please do not rush outside. They will be worried about you and may be sensitive to sudden movements. Call out to them first. I will see you back at the base. my pilot.